Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Beautiful music coming there from Naledi Shwe Shwe, creation awaits. I'm just reminded of the scripture that says that creation, it's moaning and it's groaning waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. The time now is exactly 2 minutes, just after 10, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And just for you, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock, right here on 657 AM. And at 11 o'clock, you are going to have Dramini Yanni Belson with Perspective with you up until 12 o'clock. Then at 12 o'clock, you have Luko Mkwedi Phuthi on Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. Alrighty then, I said I have a surprise for family members, and I am so honored at this current moment in time to be talking to Damish Mahendere from Worship House. They traveled all the way from Evenda. He'll tell us about that trip, and he's on the line with me. Hi, Damish. How are you?
How are you doing? Radio Pulpit, our favorite station. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome. You are in Gauteng, guys?
We are in Gauteng. The whole worship house is in Gauteng right now.
So, when did you arrive?
We arrived yesterday in the morning, and we did a few things with our TV stations. Today we are with Radio Pulpit.
All righty then. Welcome. So, tell me, how long did it take for you guys to travel? I was trying to speculate, and I was saying to family members, from Venda is 6 hours, but also depending on the car that you're using.
We drove 6 hours from Venda to Gauteng. So, you see how committed we are to you.
That is so awesome. And the last time we spoke to you, Damish, you were telling us you were going to record live. You were going to do a live DVD recording where Africa for Jesus was also part of the whole thing. Tell us about that project and how everything went.
Oh, we just want to thank God, because this is our 20th album. This is our 20th celebration album that we did. And it's a lot of songs on that project. We did 43 songs. And right now the project is out, and it's available everywhere. And this project, I'm telling you, it's hot. There is powerful stuff there. That's where we have Africa for Jesus, Glory of God, and the other songs, Maezo from Botswana, and all the other guys were singing powerful songs there.
Then I saw a song in Setswana, and I'm like, what? Worship House does the song in Setswana? Ki Jesu Jesu. I'm like, okay. At Worship House, so you do all languages?
We do all languages. Worship House is not a localized group. We are an international group, so to say. Let me put it that way. We're working with everybody from around Africa and even from outside Africa. We have people that we are about to work with. But on this project, we worked with a lot of people. We also, if you check on that album, we also have songs from Nigeria. And the person and the people who are singing, or the person who's leading the song, coming from Nigeria straight, and with people from Botswana, people from Zimbabwe, South Africa. We are an international group.
You're an international group. It's not just like Venda. We shouldn't expect Setsonga and Sibe.
No, Worship House is not a Venda group. It's not a Venda group.
But how many do you think that Worship House is a Venda group, because it comes from Venda, or most of the members are, or it was originated from Venda?
You see, Worship House originated from Venda when God whispered something to his servant, Bishop T.I. Dagada, who happens to be our bishop. So he's the one, he's the founder of Christ Worship House Church, and from his vision, the Lord told him to do a group that is called Worship House, that is supposed to record music every year. So this is how Worship House came to be in 2003. So then we had our project 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 20 now. By the grace of God, we are on project 20, looking forward to do 20 plus 1 next year.
Yes. So even if it was a, or it, even if it is, where God started it in Venda, it is international. So you have all people come from all nations and singing in different languages. And somebody was asking me a question about Africa for Jesus and said, what is the meaning of Africa for Jesus? Because I don't know the language. I don't understand the language. Which language? And I said, this time we are going to learn how to speak in tongues. So this is helping us to speak in tongues. Tell us about Africa for Jesus.
Africa for Jesus. The song is done in Shona. It's a language that is spoken by the majority of Zimbabwe and part of Mozambique and Zambia and Malawi. Mm. But this one, it's Shona, and the song is coming from the book of Second Chronicles chapter 7 in verse 14, where the Lord says, "If my people who are called by my name should they humble themselves, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven when they pray, and I will heal their land." Mm. So what we are saying now is, we are saying if we worship this God, as he says in the scriptures, he will send his blessings in abundance.
Okay.
He will honor his word because God is not unjust like men. He honors his word and is always watching over his word to perform it.
Mm.
So when we pray earnestly to this God, he will send his blessing upon us.
And it's part of Worship House 20, right?
It's Worship House 20. It's on Worship House 20.
Mm. Now, so how has the group been kept together over the years? I mean, it's 20 full years. The group is only going stronger. Bona, nothing is deterring the group, Worship House, the choir, because it's a big choir. You guys are not deterred, but you're moving forward. We have seen groups coming together. We have seen choirs coming together. And some of the choirs losing some members along the way. And then where's that group? Batum, what happened to that choir? Hey, we're still asking ourselves, what happened to that choir? And then it comes after 2 years or so. But with Worship House, it has been there every single year without disappointing and releasing and every year you are relevant to the course of what's happening in that year. So tell us about how and what keeps you together.
Okay, I think the first thing is we need to thank God for the grace because his servant, when he whispered to him and say, "You must have a group," I'm sure God has got a way of sustaining whatever he starts. We know that God is always there to sustain whatever he starts.
Hmm.
But this is what we do as a group. From the time that I joined the group, I think one thing that we always try to do is to preach love. We preach unity. We want to always be one people. We tell ourselves that we are a family and we should treat each other as a family. And also giving credit to where it's supposed to be, the leader of the group, he makes sure also that he tells us the right stuff so that he keeps the group together. Another thing that keeps us together is we pray together as a family.
Mm.
Remember, I told you that this is just the wing of the ministry or the church.
Right.
So we pray together. We have time to talk. We have time to share the word. And we fellowship together as much as we can. I think that has been keeping us for all these years.
Mm.
That's what is keeping us on this course.
Wow, the fellowship, which is very powerful. And I'm wondering how many groups, because I remember I was talking to somebody who is a backing vocalist to many artists, and she says not all of them even pray before we start. We just give in songs and then we practice. That's that. And she was, God had sent her to change how things are done. And so to hear you saying we fellowship together, it's something that's like really amazing. So you share the word together. You pray together.
You know what we try to do all the time? We want to keep this understanding that we are a ministry.
Mm.
We sing, yes. We sell music to the world because we want the gospel to go to everybody.
Mm.
And the gospel, you know, to propagate the gospel all over the world, you also need a financial muscle. So when we sell the music, we want that financial muscle to reach to millions. But the main thing is we want to keep this thing as a mystery. We must impact the lives of many throughout the world with the gospel through music. Because, you know, music is a powerful tool. It's one of the most powerful tools. Even in war, Even if you check your Bible, when King Joseph went to the war,
yeah,
God told him to send the singers and the musicians ahead of the army. That's the book of Chronicles, chapter 20.
Mm.
You see that God has got something with music. So we know that it's a powerful tool. So we make sure that this is a ministry.
Mm.
And that ministry, this ministry must impact lives. That's why we have to have this time to pray together and fellowship and share from the word, encouraging the, each other in the Lord.
One other thing that I always notice about Worship House is that there are so many things that we read about on different artists, on papers, on social media, but there's always silence when it comes to Worship House. Like, there's nothing that you can say, yeah, Worship House did this.
Yo.
Which is like something out, like all the time you only see, this is what we are doing, this is where we at. And none of the members, you don't hear bad stuff about the members of Worship House as well. So would you say you guys are kept by the word?
Let's say it's the grace of God, because, you know, we are people also living in the world where there is everything. But the preaching, you know, this kind of talk that we try to do all the time.
Yeah.
Reminding each other that, you know, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We try to understand. But it knows for a fact that most of the guys who are talented in music, because of the fame, you know, the fame can get into somebody's
head. I mean, you guys and you guys have won awards.
So we try to teach each other that this fame, it's all about Jesus, guys. It's all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus
all the time.
Yes. Yeah, and you guys have won many awards. So. Yeah,
is a multi award winning group.
So one would expect you guys to be found on every social media platform and it's spoken about you, and we're like, eh? And then, eh? But everything is done for the glory of the Lord. And I love that. And I love the missionary kind of spirit that you have, because when you're talking about Africa for Jesus, it is like it's a soul winning kind of song. That's there. But I've seen that this is the, should I say, signature song for the Worship House 20? Is it the signature song?
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. It's coming from you. It's coming from you. It's not coming from us.
But it's,
thank you for saying that.
But it's the favorite for everyone, right?
You know, by the grace of God, we've managed to reach about 4.7 million views in 9 months. Africa for Jesus, which is something that is so, you know, that is so encouraging. It does not happen. It does not happen that way most of the time in the gospel industry. But we thank God that Africa for Jesus has gone this far. In only 9 months of the release, we have reached 4.7 million views.
And I've observed, and I've observed that even before you released it on YouTube, as soon as people started hearing about it, ministries were using it to go out to win souls. They were advertising their revivals and their, what do we call that one where people are going out to minister the word? Yeah, that
evangelism.
One.
We are doing evangelism.
They are using it for evangelizing. Which is like really awesome. But I'm so jealous because you guys are still making your way here. I want to play it, but I would like to hear it live in studio. So let's play COVID and Keeping God right now. Tell us about that one.
COVID and Keeping God. There's a lady, a minister from Botswana. Her name is Mai Hazel. She's the one who came and presented that song to Worship House. And our producer, our executive producer, said, "So let's go for this song." She's a powerful minister, Mai Hazel, from Gaborone, Botswana.
Oh, from Gaborone. All right.
Gaborone, Botswana, yes.
All right. She's
leading that song. Yes.
Let's go to Covenant, Keeping God.
Awesome.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067 0800-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Zibongile Mofokeng will leave you inspired every Monday and Tuesday. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
We are your daily companion, 27 minutes just after 10 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We decided to give you a back-to-back of Worship House. The song that we've been talking about with Damish Mahendere, Africa for Jesus, and before that, A Covenant-Keeping God, there by Worship House with Mahazel, all the way from Gaborone, Botswana, performing there on the lead. And on this one, Africa for Jesus, the lead there is himself, Damish, Meshack Mahendere. So, Damish, are you the one who wrote that song? Yes, you got it from the Word. Yes, it's a scripture. You mentioned the way it's based, the scripture where it's based in or at.
Uh-huh.
But is it you who came up with that?
What happened was... By executive producer Juba Singh, because I always do the production.
Oh,
then he said you need to do. Yes, I do the production. I do mix, master, and do everything.
Mm.
So the other day he came to me and said, "Why are you not coming in the front?"
Yeah,
because you sing. I usually sing when I'm ministering. After ministering the word, I love singing.
Mm.
And he said, "No, you must come in the front." So one morning around 3 a.m. in my time of meditating, that's when I started hearing those words coming into my spirit. And actually had like people were singing audibly around 3 a.m. I'm like, no, this can't be real because this land does not have Shona speaking people. Why am I hearing people singing Shona?
Yeah.
At once I knew the Lord was talking to me. Then I woke up, I took my phone, I started whispering that song on my phone, and I was actually saying, na, 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 na.
Yes.
Early in the morning. And around 9 in the morning, then the Lord started giving me these words, and I went to my Bible that I started writing.
Ah,
so I wrote the song from the Bible. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That is
That's
so
how the
awesome.
Song came by.
Oh, that is so awesome. Like, really awesome. And and then now I believe because it was brought forth by the Lord as well, that's why it carries so much power.
Thank you for that.
I understand that you guys have been nominated for the Summers as well.
We are grateful that we are nominated for the Summers Awards for the best traditional gospel category this Saturday. So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, this Saturday.
Yes, we are nominated, and Africa for Jesus, I'm sure, is the song that they've nominated for that.
How Maro, it sounds like you're not sure. It sounds like you're not sure. All right, tell us about Cheso Cheso. Tell us about the song Cheso Cheso that is performed there by Worship House as well.
Mark Sapeke is the one who did Cheso Ki Cheso. He's also a very powerful songwriter. I think he's the one, if you know the song, Kimon Cheso, he's the one who wrote that song also. He's a very powerful minister in Worship House. He's the one who wrote Cheso Ki Cheso. And it's all about Jesus. We can say what we want, but it's all about Yeshua HaMashiach. His name is Yahweh. It's Jesus. Whatever we do, we know that at the end of the day, whatever we do as Christians, we point it to the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, who is above every other man and every other king, the name Jesus.
Wow.
So Cheso Ki Cheso, that's the song that was written by Mark Sapeke.
Thank you guys for loving Jesus the way you do, you always remember as a choir that it's all about him at the center of it all. Let's take this one.
Jesus is the center of everything.
He is
the center of everything.
Let's take this one and come back with you guys.
awesome.
That is Worship House. Jesu, Jesu. 29 minutes just before 11. You're listening to Just For You with Miss Pangile Mofokeng with you right here on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.